The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Is it snowing over there? Are the fires burning bright? Are the doors adorned with wreaths of gold? And candles warm to stay the night?
That's William Shatner.
Is there singing in the halls?
The guys are so excited.
Are the dinners being
The guys
made?
Are so excited because Bill Shatner has a new Christmas album. We'll be playing that. And you know what? It's the legend. Bill Shatner, the legend. So there it is. Christmas music from Bill Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, and proud to display his album, which you're not going to hear anywhere else, apparently. It's a Shatner clause. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning, 6:06. You know, it's so funny as I sit here and talk to you now, and usually we have the video day on Tuesday, and I think we're kind of going to that because everybody's doing the virtual radio shows online, and we'll do that. But it's nice when you don't have the video, whereas, you know, we had the video. You have to be television conscious. That's kind of a pain in the neck. It's nice. I feel more intimate with you here, the way Bill Shatner just did that song. You see? See that? Do you feel like I'm just talking to you one-on-one? You know, but lo and behold, as technology will have it, will be a lot's going to be going on in the next couple of months, and we're going to tell you all about it because we can't do nothing without you. So we appreciate you being here at 6:06 with Piscopo in the Morning. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Frankie Morano is here, and Al Gattullo, and Debbie is here. We have a great show. Harry Hurley's going to be on. Harry's a legend down in Atlantic City. He is my buddy, and he is the guy down in South Jersey on the radio. We're going to see what's going on in Atlantic City. They're raiding the home of the mayor, who was just on our show last month or so. Man, oh, man, we don't know what's happening down there. Joe DiGenova. Joe is a brilliant man, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, distinguished attorney. I was offended when I saw the – I'm Italian, so I'm offended by anything. What are you looking at? You looking at me? I'm offended. You're offending me, you know? What, you didn't say hi to me? Remember that 7 years ago you didn't say hi to me? I'm offended. No, so I get offended. I'm Italian. I get offended. But you know what? Can I tell you something? Now there's no jail time, quote-unquote, for General Flynn. This comes from the Mueller people. No jail time. Is that preposterous to you? Are you offended by it? You should be offended by that. It's like, what? Like, oh, thank you, Mr. Mueller. Thank you. Are you kidding me? The power that these people are wielding. And I'm telling you right now, people always go, oh, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. If Donald Trump isn't in office, this is who runs our lives. I keep, you know, I keep thinking about when they're audacious enough to say General Flynn is not going to get jail time because he cooperated with us. Don't you bully me like that. Don't you tell me that, Robert Mueller and your group. Don't bully me. General Flynn is a great American who was sucked into this vortex of collateral damage because of the Mueller probe. And it's wrong. It's wrong. And maybe General Flynn had some personality quirks, whatever, but it's so wrong that they bring him in there like that. Now, no jail time. Thank you very much. If Hillary's in, the same thing, the same deep state just continues on in the government. And I'm tired of it. Just tired of it. Oh. So that's the news of the day. We're supposed to be thankful, I guess. And that yet they let a guy like Paul Manafort, and I don't care what Manafort did, had nothing to do with Russia collusion, and the same thing with General Flynn. Had nothing to do with Russia collusion. Yet you're going to put a guy in solitary confinement in Paul Manafort because of what again? What again? It's just, rogue is the word that the president used. That's exactly what this is. Rogue and out of control. This is a special prosecutor in Robert Mueller. Joe Borelli's on the show. And Michael Cutler's on the show. And, you know, we're going to talk. I'm going to reach out to Joe Esposito, too. He's in the Office of Emergency Management. And, you know, he got, apparently he was fired. Was he not fired? The mayor, de Blasio, was out of town. Joe Esposito's a great guy. He's a great guy. One of the best things that happened in the city of New York. And the mayor treated him with disrespect. And the mayor never says, you know what? I blew it. I blew this snowstorm. And you know what? I blew it with Mr. Esposito. He's a fine Italian-American working very, very hard for the city. And I just blew it. And I apologize. Boom! That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. And Kevin Jackson is going to be with us, too. Kevin got me into trouble on the radio, so you never know what Kevin's going to say this morning on AM 970, The Answer. This is crazy, is that Avenatti, this Gavone, and forgive me, this is me talking, this, talk about it. People go, what is a Gavone? Michael Avenatti. That's a Gavone. Look in the Italian dictionary, you'll see Avenatti's picture. Gavone. It means like a mameluke. Does that make any? Did I translate that for you? Okay. it's like an uncouth kind of individual. And you know the Italians. If someone's uncouth, hey, oh, why, hey, oh, 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 oh. And then you put your head down and you whisper to each other, "What a gavone! What a gavone! Mamma mia!" Usually the brother-in-law, right? She's nice, but he's a gavone. This guy, the lawyer, he was for Stormy Daniels' lawyer. He actually put out an email saying, "I'm not going to seek the presidency of the United States of America." This, I swear to God, Avenatti puts out a tweet like that. "I've consulted with family, and I'm not going to run for." Are you kidding me? Where the ego? The ego. I put my head down and whisper to you. What a gavone. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Hey, so we've got a lot to get into. The stock market is taking a dive. You know, it all equals out. Not the preoccupare. Talking about that. Don't worry about a thing. It's going to be all right. And then it's the George. It's no. There's no. Nothing open today. Post office is closed. We're going to, I think, in commemorating the life of George H.W. Bush. And that's by the president's orders. So it's going to be a day of mourning for George H.W. Bush. And may his soul rest in peace. Fan or not, agree with him or not, understand the Bush thing or not, may he rest in peace. And thank you, George H.W. Bush, for your service to the United States of America. The most moving thing I've seen in a long time is Senator Bob Dole standing at the casket of George H.W. Bush, his old adversary, his old friend. And he stood up, and he's in a wheelchair, and here's a catastrophically wounded warrior from the Second World War in Bob Dole, a great American, dedicated American from the Second World War, the greatest generation. He stood up, and he saluted. And if that didn't bring tears to your eyes, nothing will. So that was just very, very moving. And then Melania and the First Lady and the President went over to see Barbara and George W. Bush. Did you see that? They went to the Blair House across the street. There's a nice feeling there. Ooh, gosh, the Democrats must be just beside themselves. Because, you see, wouldn't it be funny if George H.W. Bush kind of brought everybody together? Hey, let's hope. That's what we're here to do in the morning. It's 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know what I have to apologize for? And then I'm going to go to the guys. I get Twitter is quick. I'm not a fan because it gets too vicious, but it's quick. You could hit Twitter, boom, you're there. Boom, you're there. Somebody's, Joe, we like those videos you do in the morning. So I videoed something downstairs in the building. I'm not supposed to do that. Beautiful architecture. To die for architecture in the building where we are, right? So I video that. But then I go to Facebook. Like, I can't sleep. I'm in the hotel. I wake up. I look at my – I see all the Facebook messages I've got from 2011, from 2014. And I go, what? It waved to me. Wave. So I'm supposed to press something, and then the hand waves back on Facebook. So if you're one of those people, I apologize for not getting back to you for, like, 7 years. I'm looking at Facebook. I didn't even know you could do that. I went, oh, wait, there's messages here. So apparently you've reached out to me on Facebook. I haven't gotten back. I apologize for that. And I'll try to be better. And Frankie Five Bros, good morning to you.
Good
Albert,
morning,
good morning.
Joe.
Do you know what I'm talking about, guys? That wave?
It's the dumbest thing ever. I don't know why people do it. You shouldn't even. Who cares? So you don't acknowledge them. They wave to you.
So I go. As a matter of fact, I'll go online now. So we're not on TV, so I'll describe to you. I go to my Facebook. I have two Facebook pages because I ran out of fans on fans, whatever it was. I ran out of, ooh, who's that? I ran out of
Look at you. Like a...
look at these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who are they?
Well, yeah, listen.
Oh, so the security guard when you were downstairs when you walked in?
Shh.
Yeah?
You're not supposed to video.
Yeah, you know why? Because she was sleeping when I walked in this
morning.
I know.
I feel sorry for her.
So I'm
probably
sorry
working.
It's your job. You're just supposed to be the last line of defense.
No, Al, she's probably working two jobs. I feel sorry for her.
That doesn't matter. Your job as the security person at the front of the building is to be awake when people
woke
walk
up.
In.
When I walked in, she woke up.
Well, that's great.
And she opened the right. Frankie, yeah, you're very dapper. Turtleneck. Turtleneck and a light jacket.
I like your tie, though, today.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, thank you.
I like the purple with the black with the white.
Thank you, honey. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Because I'll tell you why. It's an oldie but goodie. I grabbed it. I said, let me do a little purple thing. And you ready for this? Now, you can't see on TV.
Okay.
But, excuse me.
Oh, see, that's
purple
nice.
Socks.
Nice.
Purple socks,
I like it. You're a big fan of Prince. I get it. I understand. I like it.
So I apologize. So you go on Facebook, and then you hit one button,
my hair
another button.
Next year.
Yeah, one button and the next button, and then it says wave, and then I look and there's old messages from like 5, 6, 7 years. Well, because I care, because the people are kind enough to reach out to me.
Yeah, so
it's
what?
Do you do that? You're not a Facebook guy.
I go on Facebook. It is not. You're right. I see exactly what you mean. The interaction is not that user friendly.
Very clumsy on Facebook. Very, very clumsy on Facebook. Because I'm here. This is great. Look at this. I got here's Jennifer, and she goes, "Oh, I've been a fan of yours since I was a young kid." Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you very much. But you see, Joe, you're still alive. No, it doesn't say. Hold on. I'm a big fan of yours. Thank you. So, Al Gattulo.
I just sent you a thumb check. Right.
So I apologize. I am one day. Maybe over the Christmas break, I'm going to stop and I'm going to answer all of these messages because there's got to be. I try to look at this. So I wave back, and then does that mean I haven't waved back in 6, 7 years?
You're now going
is that
steady.
What I mean? Huh?
You're going steady.
No, what does
you're
that mean?
Back to somebody.
Oh man. Hey, anyways, Joe in the morning, 6:16. A lot going on, and you know what, Frankie? Why am I offended at? And by the way, we acknowledge George H.W. Bush. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you for your service. Bob Dole standing at the casket.
Yeah,
was second to none. That was so moving. And as soon as I saw that, because they do one news story after another story. And as soon as I stopped, I saw that, I really choked up for a second. Great American, great generation. And you have to appreciate that. And then you see the story leaked out. I didn't even retweet it about Michael Flynn. Like, we're supposed to be grateful that Mueller didn't have jail time. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Robert Mueller. Thank you. This guy's out of control. This guy's out of control. And you know what I keep thinking about, Frankie, is what you said. Because I'm saying, here's a guy who was a Marine. He was a decorated Marine. He served his country well. And then you broke down his record while he was in public service. Not so good.
Look, he did some good things, and he has an incredible resume, and certainly his service in Vietnam is incredibly
admirable. Robert Mueller
admirable.
We're talking about,
And the fact that he kept getting so many presidents to appoint him to so many different positions shows that he was doing something right, namely navigating the bureaucracy of the deep state. But if you look at his behavior as U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, he essentially allowed Whitey Bulger, one of the biggest criminals and gang leaders in Massachusetts, to roam free.
This is what I love about Frank.
Out
he's going to break it down meticulously.
Then,
yes, go ahead.
As head of the FBI, in the aftermath, first of all, ignored warning after warning sign from both intelligence agencies and within the FBI about Al-Qaeda and the threat of Osama bin Laden, did nothing to facilitate greater communication between these intelligence agencies. And then after that, let's say we give him a mulligan on September 11th. Give Mueller a mulligan. They call it a mulligan. But after that, when the whole country was paralyzed by these anthrax attacks that were being sent through the mail, which was real domestic terrorism, not only were they unable to catch the person that did this and allow the country to still be terrorized by it, but they actually blamed publicly the wrong person for this. And the person responsible for the anthrax attacks never served one day in prison.
Wow.
So I think his record is very lackluster. And I'm not at all impressed with how he's conducted this investigation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I just hate the attitude. I hate the attitude of, oh, you're not going to get jail time, General Flynn. Isn't that great? Leave the guy alone.
Well, this is what we were talking about yesterday, is what they're saying here is that General Flynn met with the special counsel and his prosecutors 19 times, and that he shouldn't get jail time because he provided, quote, substantial assistance, right? That's what we talked about yesterday. That's how you get out of jail time. If you've committed a crime, then you want to get out of doing any prison time. Just give prosecutors substantial assistance, essentially ratting on people, right? So, I think
but if you haven't done anything, you can lie, and they will, like what Michael Cohen did, you will lie about things, what Donald Trump apparently allegedly did in Russia. You'll lie, and they will take that as evidence lighten up your sentence.
They're
as
supposed
well.
To not, give you the sweetheart deal, what they call a 5K1 letter, unless there's corroborating evidence to what you've suggested. But if they have a particular version of events, if they have a particular set of facts, if they have something particular that they're going for, and you're willing to spoon feed them something that supports their set of facts, they're not going to look for any corroborating evidence. This team of prosecutors that Mueller has put together, including Andrew Weissman and others, they were largely the group of prosecutors responsible for all the Enron prosecutions, which were a travesty and essentially resulted in no guilty people going to prison.
Wow. Well said, Frankie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That only Frankie Five Boroughs will break that down for you like that. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Al, what are you showing me on Facebook?
No, it's all right.
Well, little secret stuff?
Yeah.
Secret stuff? Al and I are sending secret messages,
right,
Debbie. It's like we're getting Facebook messages because I have all these messages that I never got to.
Right.
And look at this. Now I'm supposed to wave. So now I press the hand.
You're
waving. I press
waving.
The hand and I wave back, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Now they'll send you more messages that you won't be able to answer.
Yeah, that's apparently what's happening. I got, oh my goodness gracious! But do you do that? The Facebook?
You know what?
The kids do this Facebook thing that kids do nowadays.
I'm on Facebook, but I don't go on every day. I'm more with Twitter, and I'm on Instagram with my beauty supply business. You know, I do a lot of Instagram stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the Instagram is great. It's that's the new Twitter, and that's where everybody's going to Instagram. It's am I right or wrong?
I'm under that with our beauty supply company, and it's really a lot of visual because it's hairstyles and things like that,
Yeah.
So it's good.
Oh, man. Not, like,
clients.
We don't have enough to have to worry about. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? 6:21 with Debbie Duhame on the road. All good this morning?
Yeah. Life is good. Can't complain. Yep.
Good. We got our Christmas party coming up. You going to go?
Wait. Nobody invited me yet.
See,
Joe, you're inviting me?
See?
I mean, it's nice. They forget about me because I'm over here in the traffic studio.
I got a late invite. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. We forgot about who? Joe. Yes, we forgot. Yes, I swear to God.
You?
I swear to God.
That's so funny.
I got the invite like the day before yesterday, and it was a mass invite. It wasn't even like, oh, Joe, we'd love to see you here. It was like, how about that? So I went, oh, my gosh. So you know me. I thought, oh, now another party I got to go to, right? So,
right.
But you are invited. I'll tell you the date and tell you the time.
Yeah, please do. Please let me know, and I'll be there.
All right,
okay,
you're the best.
Secret.
Debbie Duhame, looking out for you, 6:22 a.m. 970, The Answer. Shh.
All right, let's see what's happening, Joe. Let's go over to 27 southbound St. George's Avenue, getting down towards Stiles Street over in Linden. That's a car fire to deal with. Traffic is moving okay on the Garden State Parkway at this point. Watch for some slowdowns. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30, Holland 25. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the southbound thruway, just starting to build, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Hutch South, right at the New England Thruway. It's a 3-car accident. One car flipped right over. And watch for slowdowns. LIE west of the Grand Central with a collision. Sponsored by Eggland's Best Organic Eggs. Only the best for your family. Going organic, then go with the best. Eggland's Best Organic Eggs. More farm fresh taste and 100% organic quality. Superior nutrition, too. For your family, it should be Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Partly cloudy today, high of 38. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
You know, if you listen, thank you, Debbie. If you listen to our show, you will get all the best products. You'll get your Eggland. As absolutely. Do you buy Eggland? I buy Eggland. That's the Eggland I buy. Then, you know what people are doing? Oh, I shouldn't tell you this, but it's our intimate hour. People are now sending me their maple syrup. They're telling all different kinds of maple syrup because, you know, I'm a maple syrup aficionado. And we had a very, very interesting, so much fun maple syrup meeting yesterday. I swear to goodness. And then when Laura, one of our key sales manager gals, says to me, Joe, I want you to try Quip toothbrush like that. They sent you a Quip toothbrush. And that was Quip. I'm going, electric toothbrush. And then I'm thinking electric toothbrush. Like you think of electric toothbrush. Clunky. Remember? And then it doesn't work right. you have got to try the Quip toothbrush. It's the it gift this Christmas season. An electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. It has sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums. And this is what I love about the Quip. I swear to goodness, it has a built-in timer. It's so sleek, and you press a little cue right on the front of the toothbrush, and it turns on, and it's got that beautiful little sound, like nothing you've ever seen, by the way. Built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. How about that? It's great. And then this, too, by the way. They will automatically deliver brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just how much? How much, Joey? $5. I swear to goodness. And you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure that whoever you give the gift to is not using those old worn-out bristles. You know, that's really yucky. Yuck. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price. Starts at just, boom, $25. You believe that? Get quip.com/Piscopo. I'm telling you, this is great. And then on Christmas morning, you still got, six more days of Hanukkah. You know, you want it to get, they're going to go, wow, where did you find out about this? And you, of course, will say, because I listen to Joe Piscopo, Alan, Frank, and Debbie every single morning. Getquip.com/Piscopo. If you order right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that, right? That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore. And it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special, For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
Hey, Valerie, thank you. It's 626 with Joe on the radio. How you doing this morning? Great to have you with us. Just adjusting my microphone. I got the worst mic that, and I'm just trying to hold. It's like, it's okay. I got this. I swear to God. I know what I'm doing. Hey, if you want diamonds and you want a diamond buyback guarantee, we should have quizzes. That's what we should have, a quiz. When I tell you, I'll give you hints of the product and then you can call and guess. And who gives you that famous diamond buyback guarantee? Hey, Joe Perry and Sons. That's exactly right. For great gift giving ideas, watches, fine jewelry, stones to die for. When you go over to Parry & Sons, you're going to see these stones. Check out Parry ParryandSons.com if you would. You just go to ParryandDiamonds.com. It's Parian Diamonds.com. You're not going to believe the beautiful stones. Think about that. Think about opening that for a gift. Come on. Parry & Sons has been selling fine jewelry for 97 years. And you'll find beautiful jewelry and watches from top designers like Charles Kripel and Bellari. It is so beautiful over there. And Glenn Parian and the beautiful Parian family will be there and walk you through everything. If you're getting engaged, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And don't forget, seriously, you get this great diamond buyback guarantee at Parian and Sons right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or you can go to ParryandDiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
We're going to play it.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
But
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Oh my gosh, are they actually playing this song?
Yes, we are. And you know what else I'm going to say? I'm working hard. You know why? I want to bring home the bacon.
Listen to the fireplace.
What else can we say? What else is politically correct we're not supposed to say?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer because she drank too much. She didn't take her meds. That's offensive. Where else can we trigger people?
You know, it's so funny.
Every song could offend you.
No, but now you're not supposed to say...
If you find the hidden meaning.
You're not supposed to say certain things. You can't say anything. When I... And I'm telling you, think I'm kidding. It's like there is a movement adrift. You know what? I think it's in Europe, and it's true. And we looked at this, and that hasn't gotten enough press, is where you can't talk about migration. Is that right? In Europe, we talked about that.
You told me about it. Yeah,
remember
true.
That? And now I saw they actually passed there's some kind of executive order in the European Union. Am I correct? Me if I'm wrong, Frank. Is what I read, where you can't say anything about migration. Is that right? I'm telling you. No, you have no idea. You can't say that. You can't say, well, I'm working on, you're going to bring home the bacon. Why is that politically incorrect to say bring home the bacon? Because why? It offends vegans. I swear to God.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I'm reading this. We are so off the charts politically correct. You know what? If you feel, let me just say this out. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're out of touch and this it's getting completely out of control, listen to us in the morning. We're going to play Baby It's Cold Outside. I'm going to say bring home the bacon, and I'm going to talk about migration is a problem in Europe, and it's diluting Europe, and it's happening here in America, and I'm going to tell you exactly the way it is.
I do have a question.
Yes, dear.
Most vegans aren't born vegans, right? When they're born... They're eating meat.
Are we carnivorous?
They're eating. I'm just saying.
Are humans carnivorous naturally? It's a good question.
Right. I mean,
if you're a caveman, let's walk through this. If you're way back in the day, and you're walking around with no clothes, and you're just taking animal pelt,
walking around, looking for food, fire. You know, I get it.
Do you go? Oh, I'd love to eat that plant. Is that what humans said? That plant looks so good.
They were very dainty when they walked around.
As opposed to saying, oh, I'm going to bite the neck of that raccoon and I'm going to cook it and eat it.
That's a woolly mammoth. We can't eat those. Please.
What kind of accent?
I don't know. It's just, that's what you're saying. Like, they're nonviolent. They're walking around accent there. It was an effeminate guy.
See, you can't say that, Al.
I'm sure I can.
You can't be an effeminate guy, God forbid.
Oh my God.
Oh,
really?
Al. The lawsuit. Frankie, look for the lawsuit.
Oh boy.
Oh, police. But I wonder if when humans are born, are they carnivorous when they're born? I think they are, actually.
Bacon.
Grr.
Humans are omnivores, meaning that's why they have flat teeth and sharper teeth. They have the capacity to eat both plants and meat.
Yeah. So when a vegan is a vegan, you're not supposed to say bring home the bacon because it offends
the vegan. How does that offend you? But yet these same people are eating, like bacon that's made with, plants or whatever. They have burgers that are made out of plants.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
to get offended by that? Bring home the bacon?
But you could say, and I only
didn't
know.
Sammy do a song talking about bring home the bacon, scoop up a thing of lard and throw it in the pan and, this thing. I mean, come on, stop already.
Meantime, you could say, for Italians, you can call Italians every derogatory term. They don't care. We've been talked about like that for years and years. No one says nothing. It's ridiculous. We're completely out of control.
That's a great point. My son and I were watching The Untouchables the other night. It happened to be on, and I'm watching it.
Great movie by
Brian De Palma. And there's the scene where they're trying to get a recruit from the police academy, and Sean Connery is asking a young Andy Garcia, what's your name? And he says, George Stone. And he says, no, what was your name before you changed it? Yeah. And he says, Giuseppe Petri. Yeah. And Connery said, geez, I knew it. One thieving wop and the whole gang, and that's it. And he goes, but that was, and my son was, what's a wop, Dad? Yeah, so I had to explain to him what it was. Yeah. But
it's so true. They have
now idea. People will be triggered by The Untouchables. That's an offensive movie. I can't watch it anymore.
I know. So reading the news before we break here for Al's Got the News Live and Local, National Day of Mourning is being observed in the United States today. As the nation prepares to say its farewell to former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral in Washington National Cathedral. That starts about 9 o'clock. We will carry some of that for you right here on the air. In another story, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, rogue and out of control, that's me speaking, has recommended a lenient sentence with the possibility of no prison time for Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his substantial, quote-unquote, help in multiple investigations. This is so bizarre. First of all, where's the Russia collusion? Mr. Mueller, where's the Russia collusion? Can someone stay on track here? They distract, they go over, and now and Adam Schiff, this guy, he's going, oh, look at this. This is something that may take down the president. Will you stop and do your job and help the constituents in your district, for goodness sake? This is ridiculous. Here's another story in China on Wednesday. China issued a vague statement promising to carry out the tariff ceasefire agreement reached by Presidents Trump and Xi. U.S. stocks on Tuesday plunged 799 points over fears of recession and confusion over the U.S.-China trade truce. That'll all bounce back, I think. Very interesting story here, Frankie, we'll touch on later. Former CBS CEO Les Moonves. I can't believe I read some of these stories. Les Moonves is like a legend in the television industry for his success at CBS. Now, apparently, I'm reading here, and I don't know if this is true or not. They're saying Les Moonves obstructed the investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against him, according to a report. Now, who's telling us that? And is that true, or is that just a gossip? We don't really know.
Yeah, it's impossible to know.
Unbelievable what's going on. Hey, so Episcopo in the morning, Frankie Five Boroughs is here. We're going to tell you exactly the way it is. We're bringing home the bacon. Baby, it's cold outside, and everything else politically correct you will hear right on this program, and we're proud to do that for you. 6:35 with Joe on the radio. A big Al Cattullo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
29 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Lame duck OEM Commissioner Joe Esposito has no hard feelings after being asked to step down. Mayor de Blasio announced Monday night that the city was searching for a new leader for the Office of Emergency Management. Mayor says he decided weeks ago that a change was needed. Esposito told reporters Tuesday evening that he's committed to carrying out his duties until the city replaces him. Both the mayor and Esposito say the move has nothing to do with last month's snowstorm. Councilman Joe Borelli will be on later in the show to comment on this. Seven New Jersey families are homeless after fire ripped through their Woodbridge Township apartment complex. Eric Harvent manages Hillside Garden and says it began about 10:30 last night in a rear unit where a tenant had been smoking and admitted leaving a lit cigarette. The flames were so intense when he returned home that he was forced to jump from his second-story balcony into the arms of police officers, but neither he nor anyone else was hurt. The apartment complex has been condemned because of extensive fire damage. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Seton Hall defeated visiting New Hampshire 77-57. Tonight, St. John's hosts St. Mary's. The tip-off is set for 6:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Joe Piscopo here to tell you about Harry's Razors. Guys can be nearly impossible to shop for. He doesn't need another wallet or more socks this year, right? As a special offer for fans of the show, we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets, when you go to harrys.com and enter the code Piscopo at checkout. Plus, you'll get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with ergonomic weighted handle with an option to engrave, German engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, a travel cover to protect your blades, a handsome holiday gift box. Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Free shipping ends December 12th, so go to harrys.com and enter the code Piscopo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. harrys.com, code Piscopo.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
Ever wonder what it would take to actively trade in the U.S. stock market but with no previous experience? Well, TradeWade can teach you to trade, invest, and protect your money at a two-day event this Friday and Saturday at Nyack College in New York City, located at 2 Washington Street. For $99.95, you can bring anyone in your household plus a friend. And there's a money-back guarantee if this event isn't for you. Interested? Call 877-907-TRADE or visit events.tradeway.com. That's events.tradeway.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows Morano, Al Gattula, Debbie Duhame, Mr. Springsteen, live from New York.
We sit in the car.
Song in relationships, by the way. Listen to the lyrics. Even Frank, you can understand these lyrics. Here it is. Listen.
We get wasted when we go. How heavy for the night. We come home early, burning in some fire and fire. I'm sick and tired.
See, I understood what you said. Oh. I didn't understand what he said.
I can't get it. It's just, it's like a bad relationship, but it's my theme song because.
Not you.
No.
Sounds like someone recovering from hernia surgery.
You're the worst. Harry Hurley is a legend. He's a great guy. Really, what a magnificent human. And he's the big guy down in South Jersey. He owns media down in South Jersey. Everybody listens to Harry, longtime Atlantic City radio talk show host. And I'll tell you know how important Harry is? Because our management will not allow us to talk to any other radio personality. But when Harry calls, boom, he's on the air from WPG Talk Radio in Atlantic City. Harry, welcome back to the show, my brother.
Joe, what an honor to just hear that. I have an exclusive there. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we there are friends we have in the New York media market, Harry, that we love. And Al and I particularly say, we love this guy, that guy. Let's bring them on the air. I have an edict from management. Nobody from another station. And you understand it. The bosses want to be exclusive. They allow Harry Hurley on the air. Look at that. Now, that's an ultimate compliment to you. Huh? Harry, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, I'm doing great. Obviously, Atlantic City loves Joe Piscopo, and I come bearing bad news this morning. Certainly, it's already gone nationwide, worldwide. This past Monday, literally a Hurley in the Morning exclusive at the time, Joe, the FBI and the IRS show up at the home of the sitting mayor of Atlantic City, and they did not. It was not a coffee clutch.
Yes. Harry, you know, we are big fans, and the city has turned itself around. And you have been such a cheerleader, as I have, as Frankie Five Burrows Morano has sitting next to me here in the studio in New York, Harry. It's really turned around. What Ocean Resort, the beautiful Ocean Resort, how that's coming around. The Hard Rock is down there. It's doing great. What? And then, by the way, Mayor Gillen was on. He was on our show about last month when we were in town, if you remember, Harry.
So I do remember.
And by the way, are we broadcasting live on WPG as well?
It's a crossover SUV special Law and Order event. Yes, of course.
SVU. I am honored to be on you, and I'm sending my love down to South Jersey. Harry, tell us what happened. And I'm like, Atlantic City, just when they thought we were out, they pull us back in, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. Very, very sad because, as you know, and you've been a big part of it, you perform there, and you really support the city and a lot of the great charities in so many ways, Joe. But what happened was, and obviously you know how this works, by the time the FBI and the IRS knocked on the door at 8 o'clock in the morning this past Monday, you know they had their case basically all put together, and that's the last thing they'll typically do is to show up at the person's home.
Wow.
And they did. It was about 10 to 15 FBI agents, additional IRS agents. So you have literally the FBI, the Department of Treasury, and they come out of there with a computer, a printer, a couple of boxes of stuff, and it puts a black eye, unfortunately, because that's the leader of the executive branch, and it was a very, very sad day for Atlantic City.
What's the mayor saying, and what was his response to all of this, Harry?
How about nothing? He didn't come out for a few hours. He didn't work for the next day or so and showed up yesterday, evidently, according to sources of mine, like nothing happened.
Harry, if this is a Jersey, I don't know what it is, Harry Hurley.
Joe, if you close your eyes, as a child, if you close your eyes and put your hands over your eyes, can no one see you? Are you now invisible?
La, 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 like that, right? Now there's...
Right, no explanation. Not, hey, sorry, guys, I didn't do anything, I'll be vindicated. Nothing. Silence is golden.
And just to be clear, this is in no way connected to the fight he was involved in, the mayor of Atlantic City was involved in at the Golden Nugget Casino, correct?
Joe, I'm happy you're bringing that up because there has been very shoddy media reporting where they're conflating as though, does anybody think 10 or 15 FBI agents and a Department of Treasury, IRS agents, are doing a no-knock raid on the mayor of Atlantic City for a melee at the Golden Nugget parking lot? No, it has nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah, but, Harry, tell us how great the city is doing. We see it. We go down, and particularly Frankie and I just absolutely adore the town. We see you down there. We had that great symposium, by the way, after we did our broadcast down there. The city is really up and running and back in a big way, yes?
Yes, guilty as charged. I mean, look, we had a very, very challenging time during the Great Recession, and we lost four casinos. We come back strong with two more. Joe, you and Frankie appeared, and you appeared on the stage as well in one of the finest showrooms on the planet. I think you'll agree.
Yep.
When I call it that, Ovation Hall, I mean, my goodness. And you were just, showstopper.
Yeah, the ocean. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That was just, we had just had a blast. Thank you, Harry.
So, yes, Atlantic City is doing very well. And guess what? We'll be fine. Fortunately, with a very strong council president in Marty Small, city council it's a weak mayor form of government. Council, the mayor proposes, council disposes. Let's not forget, Atlantic City is under complete oversight by the state. There's a monitor.
Right.
Atlantic City will be fine. I want all of Joe's listeners to know Atlantic City will be fine. We've been through many eras from Nucky Johnson to other mayors that have been taken out in handcuffs. Atlantic City always survives. Atlantic City will be fine, but this is a very regrettable chapter, and this current mayor should have been prevented in the first place.
Yeah, you know what, Harry, and we'll let you go, Harry. We appreciate us having time on your valuable talk show down there. I love it. WPG Talk Radio. Very proud to be here talking on the AM 970, The Answer in New York. Is when you go down there and you see all the good that is happening, and then this stuff happens, it really, really does kind of rub you the wrong way. But on another front, and I wanted to ask you about what's going on, because we're watching with Governor Murphy's aide being accused of sexual assault. By the way, this is all alleged. But Harry knows Jersey News like nobody else. So I got to ask you, what do we know about this? On the front page of the Star Ledger, by the way. And the Star Ledger, as you know, we nicknamed Star Ledger Pravda because it's just hook, line, and sinker for the progressive socialists that are now running the state. So when the Star Ledger puts something like this on you, that goes against the Murphy administration, you have to give it credibility, Harry. At each turn, my plea went unanswered. This gal talking how she was raped. What do we know about this? And how do you think Governor Murphy is handling this, Harry Hurley?
Governor Murphy is handling it very poorly. They were slow to act. They've even been slow to react. And now Katie Brennan is just spilling the beans and not going to let this go. This is a terrible situation. There's some things that I'd prefer not to say at this time, that when they all come out, this is a incredibly serious situation. And the individual that's involved to then be given a position. Now, a short time thereafter, the person was taken out of the position, but, Joe, it never should have happened in the first place. And this individual, I think, has been denied. We're supposed to be in an era, right, where women are to be believed and the hashtag Me Too.
Yep.
And this is somebody that literally had a very, very challenging time even being heard. I give her a lot of credit, a lot of courage to do what she's doing based on how permissive the administration was. I mean, think about bringing the person on board in the first place, and they knew about the allegation.
Yeah, yeah. So, Harry, you know the inside stuff. You're not revealing. I know you, Harry, a long time. You're keeping some things close to your vest. But listen, God bless you for not being sensational about this whole thing. But it's something that we have to watch. Yes.
Yes, sir. And before we run out of time, because I know you're a busy man, Joe. You're an international star.
Oh God, yes.
I'm just a local bumpkin. But let me say this to you: our mutual friend Roger Stone will be with me on air for the entire 8 o'clock hour of my program. There's a shameless plug on 970 The Answer. But he sends his best regards to you and to Frankie. And although he pled the fifth yesterday, according to Diane Feinstein, he is not pleading the fifth this morning on Hurley in the Morning. He's going to light it up.
As only Roger Stone can. Give Roger a big hug. Tell him that Frankie has some pizza for him, and he'll tell you that story. But before we let you go, Harry Hurley, any thoughts on the passing of President George H.W. Bush?
I loved President George H.W. Bush, and you just think about his decency. If he had been a braggart, he would have been reelected to a second term. He wouldn't even allow his own heroism to serve during his re-election bid. Special man. I have one regret. It's been disgusting to watch the usual Trump derangement syndrome media folks that can't turn it off even this week for 4 days. They've tried to use the decency of President George H.W. Bush as a weapon to show how bad they feel our current president is, and I find it disgusting. But in terms of President Bush, in terms of decency and every characteristic trait that you'd want to see in a man, he had them all.
There it is. Harry Hurley. Harry, great catching up with you. Give Roger Stone a big hug. That's going to be some great radio. And we could podcast Harry Hurley later on WPG Radio. We love you, Harry. And we'll talk to you soon. Listen, we're coming down soon and look forward to seeing you down there, my friend.
Great to talk to you. Give my regards to the legendary Phil Boyce.
I will for sure. Harry Hurley. God bless you, man. Harry Hurley right there. Longtime Atlantic City radio talk show host and just a great all-around great guy. And see, Phil's famous solo. Phil's our program.
That's for sure.
Phil is our programming guru and the instant credibility when you know Mr. Boyce. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. A lot going on, Debbie. You know, we try to push Atlantic City. We work for Atlantic City.
Right.
We love it. And again, we're in New York and it's all about New York and Jersey and Connecticut up here where we are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me and Frankie, we push. It's in my home. And then the mayor's arrested. It's like, again.
Oh, I know. That's
it's like
right.
Nucky Thompson. Oh, my God.
No. Maybe they could do a reality show with the mayor of Atlantic City.
Yeah, well, that could
be
next.
Entertaining.
That could be next. Yeah.
I would watch it.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise out there this morning? 6:51 right now.
Well, let's go to the Garden State Parkway South, heading down toward AC. No problems at all on the Parkway South. The northbound side of the Parkway, some pockets of volume here, getting up toward 135 and out toward 137. More volume right into the Union Tolls. Problems, Joe, on 287. 287 heading north, exit 13. A collision southbound 287, exit 12, in toward Franklin Township. An accident there. New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south, 13A. Another crash to deal with over there. It's busy across the board at the Hudson River crossings, 30. And across the board, 78 East exit 20, an accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays at the Verrazano Bridge because of earlier problems with the disabled vehicle. Staten Island Expressway East, heavy slosh and dive into the Verrazano. Cross Island North at the LIE, that's a collision. The FDR Drive South in the 70s, a crash. And major problems on the Hutch South right at the New England Thruway. It's a three-car accident, and traffic is really moving slowly heading through that stretch. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit, a 20-minute delay. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220.
888-272-0220 or visit PompeiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be cold as sunshine gives way to increasing clouds. There can be a bit of snow south of the city along the Jersey Shore this afternoon, the high today 36. Clearing and cold tonight, though 30 in Midtown, low to mid-20s in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, brisk and cold, high about 40. For Friday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and cold with a high of 38. AM 970, The Answer.
The guy, what?
Don't forget.
Dino and Harry's. Yeah. So on the air yesterday, I invite Major Garrett from CBS News. Great journalist. Great guy. Has that new book.
Mr. Trump's Wild Ride.
Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, I know. I read through it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Major Garrett, a great guy. So I say to Major on the air, let's go to Dino and Harry's, because he heard me do the read before he came on the air about Dino and Harry's Steakhouse in Hoboken, New Jersey. So he goes, oh, I love it. I'd like to go. Then Al tweets out later. Did you see that? Al tweets out later. Hey, we got Dino and Harry's. Dino and Harry's, Major, I'm there. Because Al Gattulo is a huge Major Garrett fan. So he kind of goes off the interview going, Major, we'll be there. When has Al showed up for anything that we have planned ever at any time? Recently.
No, that's 4 years
recently,
ago.
So right.
Years ago today, he came to Spumoni Gardens.
That's
there
right.
It is. Wow, you're right.
Yeah.
Art, that was a great time. I remember that. But
John Vito enjoyed it, too.
It was great. And they came over and ate Al's food. But if Major Garrett shows up at Dino and Harry's, you'll show up at Dino and Harry's?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Now we know how to get out there.
What time? I miss an event with everybody, and I'm getting reamed for it.
No,
in fact, I'll pay for Major's meal. How's that?
Oh,
all right. There you go.
Look at that. All right. You got it.
Done.
All right. I'm going to call Major. This is huge.
His bill will be $450. Whatever. No. It's fine. I'll pay it.
Anyway, so Dino and Harry's is great. And you know what, though? You were there early on, back in the day when you socialized, out before you were antisocial.
No, I've always been antisocial. It's just, you know, I keep it a secret.
Remember the bacon thing? Talk about
yes,
bacon.
Yes, that's a phenomenal appetizer.
Bring home the bacon at Dino and Harry's.
That bacon, I'll tell you, bring it home.
Maybe the bacon at Dino and Harry's. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I actually saw you have a mojito at that
hand-carved
cherry wood bar. Flora. It was Flora, is that right?
That's correct.
She made the greatest drink. You will love Dino and Harry's. The steaks are great. The chicken dishes are great. The fresh vegetables, unbelievable. Listen, if it's going to get Cthulhu at Dino and Harry's, that's how good it is. Because that's the last time Cthulhu showed up for anything at Dino and Harry's right there. And Dino will meet you at the door, and you're going to have a great time. Great neighborhood restaurant. But you know what? The food to die for and the best steaks anywhere at Dino and Harry's. DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu there. Make reservations. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today. Dino and Harry's. You tell them that your pally Joey Biscopo sent you. That was a Charles Bronson impression.
It's very nice.
Charles Bronson.
To go traveling to Paris, London.
Charles Bronson went over to Kimberly once. I didn't tell you this once. I was at an event in Beverly Hills. And it's called Cher. It was a big, big event out in Los Angeles. And I was with Kimberly. And then I had left. I was talking to some other people. Bronson sits next to Kimberly and goes, "Let's make Joe jealous." What, like I'm going to fight Charles Bronson? There's another guy that if Kimberly left, would I would understand.
I'm leaving. Beat people with a sock full of pennies.
Let's make Joe jealous. I would have left. Anytime Kimberly was with one of those big stars and she would have left, I would have understood it.
Especially Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, what am I going to do, fight the guy? Hey, who are you? What are you saying, Charles? Hey, Joe, it's Charles Bronson. Hey, Piscopo of the Morning, Joe DiGenova is going to join us. Former U.S. attorney, brilliant man. You don't want to miss Joe on the air. Michael Cutler, Joe Borelli, Steve Perillo, and Kevin Jackson. Radio Piscopo from New York.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.